Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. The summer driving season is upon us. Did you know that the combination of the increased traffic, big trucks, motorcyclists, and construction all contribute to the fact that summertime in Michigan has more accidents than any other season of the year? If you're injured in an accident, I'm ready to help you right now. And I never take a fee until I win your case. You can call me right now at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I couldn't disagree with him more. First of all, I can't name you maybe a player or two that I think could go to the NBA and play in the NFL. This is just... I don't know what even spawned this, but I saw this topic and I'm like, maybe it's just me. Maybe Stoney can shed some light on this, because I can run down some names of players and you tell me if these players could play in the NFL. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, what position?
Well, that's the thing. I think it becomes there. You could put Victor Wembanyama, put him in the 1 yard line and have him go in the end zone and throw the ball up top and he'll catch it.
Man, one hit in the legs and he's done for his career.
Well, like LeBron was a great football player in high school.
High school.
Right. I know.
High school.
But
now here's the thing. It's an asinine statement because NBA players don't even want to play in the NBA. They got to beg you to stop taking days off.
Right.
NFL players are warriors. I think they're out there every week, hurt, injured, trying to play for their team. NBA players stub their toe. I got to sit out for a week.
There are some NFL players, maybe not are in the league anymore, who certainly could play in the NBA because they were really good in college, or some actually in the NFL. I mean, Jimmy Graham,
yeah,
played at Miami. Tony Gonzalez.
Antonio Gates.
Somebody who actually won the Heisman Trophy. Charlie Ward. Played for the Knicks and won the... I mean, come on now. It's ridiculous.
Peppers for North Carolina.
Yes, Julius Peppers. Absolutely.
But I look at this now. Joel Embiid, he's not going.
No.
Nikola Jokic, no. Giannis, no.
No, but I think it's
SGA. No,
I here's well you're picking all guys who went from America.
I'm just trying to pick names. Like right. Okay, these are your top players. So you would think it would be easier transfer from the NBA to the NFL.
Yeah,
I don't see.
Here's why I think
Zion may be the only one that I'll say okay. Zion's built to play in the NFL.
I think,
but he can't stay healthy in the NBA.
Well, here's somebody who can't stay healthy in the NBA who like probably could play footballs, like Isaiah Stewart, somebody like that, those big type of players. Here's the other thing, where he's so wrong, and the other side, the NFL people are going crazy. They're both, most of the guys in both sports, professional sports, were all-state or really good players of multiple sports,
right.
Football and basketball, let's say, forgetting getting baseball right. Or another sport, in high school.
Right, like Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson was a great, great football player. They made the decision to go and play their particular sport, where they could have gone the other way and at least got our very own John Jansen could have been a D1 college basketball player. He chose football. Now, I don't think John probably would have been able to play in the NBA, but I don't know. But
D1?
Yeah, he was. Yes, he had offers from MAC schools. Yes, he was really, really good.
All right, okay. I'll give you that.
There are others. Most of these guys played multiple sports.
248-539-9797. Am I missing something? Because I look at the list of NBA players I don't see anybody that could remotely play.
It's more the other way around.
NFL.
I agree with you there. Absolutely.
Right.
More football players could play in the NBA than NBA players could play in the NFL.
NBA players don't want to play in the NBA. The league is begging them, please stop taking days off. Will you just do your job instead of worrying about somebody else's job? I mean, where's Steph Curry going to play? Steph's career is running around not taking any contact in the NBA.
Right.
So where is he going to play in the NFL?
He could play the...
What, kicker? That's about it, David.
No, he could play running back. He's fast enough.
That means, okay, unless you're Barry Sanders, you're going to get hit as a running back.
Yeah, I know. He could be Jahmyr Gibbs type. I think he really could.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's that fast. But no. But that type of a player, sure, I could see it. Like if I, but I'm going back to, if Isaiah wanted to play football, he could play football as a running back probably, right? Yeah. Lambeer, he could play a tight end.
Rodman.
Rashid.
Yes.
But this is like 30 players, so you would think it would be easy.
It's not that easy to come.
I'm sitting here trying to think of who. It wouldn't be any of the stars. LeBron's a little too old right now. Now, if you would have said LeBron in his heyday.
Yeah. Well, right now, yeah. But I think that's taking it too little. I think like.
He's trying to stretch his career out for Bronny to come into the league.
Right. Like in his prime is, I think Kevin Durant, even though he's thin, he could play wide receiver.
No. Now he get his feelings hurt. He get tackled, hop on his phone. I hate you. I hate this league. You know, on his burner phone. He's too big of a crybaby.
I got one right now. He was an all-state. He was a great high school football player. Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic was an all-state football player in Minnesota.
Okay. We're at one. Okay. We got 29 more to go. Hmm. Hey, he just said, but they couldn't come into our league. Like,
well, I know.
Guys, they probably could because you don't like playing in your league.
Right. Football players, they decided, hey, you know what? What the hell? I'd rather play football. I don't know why. If you were an NBA type of a player, I don't know how many of them could play in the NBA. We've mentioned a few, but no.
Yeah, I just.
It's a stupid ass thing to play. I'll tell you one thing. Certainly wouldn't be Austin Rivers.
Yeah, you may want to get a job first. You may try to get a job in the NBA before you start bragging on what NBA people can do.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. I'm trying to think of these 30 players. And what position would they play?
I know.
They're not going to be on offensive line.
I saw Kendrick
line.
Perkins thinks that Russell Westbrook could play in the NBA. It's possible.
You said Westbrook could play in the NFL?
He could play in the NFL, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, yeah. Obviously, he does play in the NBA.
I guess what they would be, what, receiver?
Maybe running back.
I can't see anybody on defense.
See, you're saying this like they won't adjust to right. what they will
it's
have
like
to do in the
years.
NFL. Yeah. They would adjust.
No,
they would be
making,
football players now.
He's making it sound like you literally could just walk in there and say, all right, I'm your new wide receiver.
That's absurd. For any either one couldn't just walk on.
To throw out a number, like, well, 30 players could do this because their sport is so easy, but ours is so difficult. Like, it's actually the other way around. You make a mistake and it's just a layup dunk. Make a mistake on the NFL field, somebody's getting carried out on a stretcher.
True.
Okay? Let's be real, okay? Oh, my goodness, it was a breakaway dunk. Oh, sorry about that, coach. You tap your chest. My bad. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. Was that the most ridiculous statement? Can you give me 30 NBA players who could play in the NFL? 97-1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You miss getting up early?
No.
I'm just curious.
No.
Like some people, it's like so routine. It's just like, yeah, I'm just up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I did think I'd be getting up more towards the 9:30, 10 o'clock hour, but I do get up pretty much like 7:30. Okay. So
you can just sleep in a little.
Yeah, I get to sleep in. I get the best part is you get to watch the late night playoff games in both sports.
You can stay up as late as you want.
Yes, that's a beautiful thing. By the way, coming up, what around 4:30 there, Hatchet, we have a little surprise for Rico. Game show. We're gonna do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something I came up with, and figured it'd be better if we just surprise you. Test your knowledge.
Okay. Do I get to know the topic?
You will when we start. You don't need to know now.
Okay. All right. 248-539-9797. Can you list 30 NBA players who could play in the NFL? Because Austin Rivers seems to think it's just that easy. And that the NFL players couldn't play. Now, there is one guy that I think could, that I could add to the list. So I'm now up to, what, two or three?
I think there's more than you think, too.
There may be, but I'm just that just jump right out. Right. Like, when you say a number like 30, you're just like, oh, it's a bunch of people. It's like, actually.
He's thinking of one per team is what he's thinking.
You could get one per team at least. Yeah. You could.
To play in the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some names right here from somebody.
Ant-Man, I think.
I was about to say Ant-Man is one.
That's coming across a lot. Someone else says David Roddy, P.J. Tucker, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Lou Dort, Ja Morant. So that's just a few that he's naming here.
Most of them are all running backs, obviously.
They say cornerback for some of them.
Cornerback, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
P.J. Tucker would be a tight end. Sure. Corner? David Roddy would be a tight end. Yeah, Ja Morant could be a nice corner. Yes. He has the build for that. Lou Dort? Yeah, physical corner. Safety, yes.
Pat Bev.
Yes, Pat Beverly.
Maybe a
he
safety.
He could be a quarterback. He saw him throw that ball.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Devin, you're on 97.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all feeling?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I disagree with Austin Rivers, man. I feel like there is a lot of players that could easily cross over. And I'm just thinking, like, purely off toughness. Now, are we talking, like, current NBA players, or are we talking about just NBA players in general?
No, he's talking about the current NBA players.
Okay, because I was kind of throwing it back. I was thinking, like, maybe anybody from the 04 going to work business, that starting five, they could definitely play football for sure.
No, he's talking about the guys right here, right now. And, Devin, I'm sitting there thinking – you don't even like playing in your own sport. I mean, how many days off do NBA players take?
That's what I'm saying, because I was thinking of Kawhi immediately. Like, he would never last in the NFL.
No.
But, like, Luka Garza could be on the Lions because he's from Iowa.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Nice talking to y'all, though. Thank you.
I appreciate the phone call. That's okay. I get it now. But, NFL, I don't think it's just as easy as he makes it sound.
No, it's not. But the fact that he intimated that the NFL players couldn't cross over, come on, that's absurd.
Right. Because I got to think that, you got some NFL players who could cross over. I don't know.
Myles Garrett could probably cross over playing the NBA.
Who?
Myles Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's his name? I don't think he's still playing anymore. Former Lion, Kerry Hyder, I think, was an all-state basketball player. Because most of those guys played both sports.
Right. So, yeah, I could easily see there's certain players that, yeah, I mean, somehow or another, I mean, I look at Lamar Jackson. I don't know what his handles are like, but he just seems like a type of person he could play in the league.
Yeah.
I look at Jalen Hurts. He could probably play in somebody's backcourt.
I mean, we look back, you know, obviously 30 years ago, Barry Sanders could dunk. Jerry Ball could dunk.
Yeah. So, I don't think it'll be that easy. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mike, you are on 97.1.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
You guys are way off the mark, way off. And Austin Rivers is about right. I had the fortunate ability to in high school to play all three sports. And by far, baseball players and basketball players, average skill level has to be tremendous. We're not just talking about athleticism. We're talking about skill level. You look at the roster in the NBA, there are 53 guys on each team. NBA, there are 15.
You mean talking about the 53 track. On the NFL?
Right. Yeah, 53 in the NFL, yeah. So we're not even talking about travel players and all of that. You look at these guys, man. When you look at the NBA players, the skill level to make it in the NBA, it's only two rounds to a draft, not seven.
Right.
These guys are tremendous athletes, man. I'm telling you. You look at somebody like, I'm talking about just on the Pistons, the sorry-ass Pistons. Arsar Thompson is a tremendous athlete. I can see him playing wide out. I can see him playing free safety.
Mike, I'm not talking about their athletic ability. I'm saying most NBA players are just soft. That's all.
No, that's not true. That's way beyond true. Most NBA players, you look at a Kawhi Leonard and stuff like that. Did you see the game last night with the New York Knicks?
Yes.
Did you watch the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yeah.
I didn't see softness nowhere. Now, you guys are taking it and going a long way with this soft crap.
I think you're not listening completely to
Mike,
both of us.
I think
there's enough on both. I think there's more football players that would cross over more than the other way around.
No
way. But I think they both.
Mike,
I'm talking about NFL, NBA level.
Mike, here's what I'm saying. Mike, here's what I'm saying.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You don't need Roger Goodell to come out and tell NFL players, guys, I need you to really go into the games and play. But you're getting that from Adam Silver. Basically saying, hey, this load management crap, how about you just play your own game? They don't like playing their own game, so what makes me think they can excel in another sport?
So hold on a second. You broadly stating that. That's not cool.
Load management was an NBA problem. It wasn't a team problem. It wasn't an individual. It was a league problem that they had to say, guys, unless you're really hurt, get up and play in these games.
I'm not against what you just said as far as that, but San Antonio started that crap, man. Michael Jordan, the bad boys, they didn't do all of that crap.
No, they didn't. But, Mike, we're talking right here, right now, not the 90s. You're right. Back then, you may have had an argument. I'm talking about these players. Like, come on,
there are players.
I said there are some. There's some, Mike.
Fellas, we still talking about the skill level to play the sport. Forget all of that. I'm stating to you that there are guys like True Holiday, Brunson could be free safety. There are guys out there, a lot of receivers and safeties. You're stating, well, Barry Sanders can dunk. That ain't making it to the NBA. I'm talking about skill level that some of these NBA players show in the NBA that can transfer over.
But some of them probably did, because my point was both NFL players and NBA players, most of them probably played both sports if they're American and excelled at both anyway. So, yeah, for instance, Paolo Banchero, I think he could play in the NFL if he was trained to play in the NFL. Right?
And I think, but I also think there's a lot of NFL players that if you train them, they could go into the NBA.
Right.
You got to be able to read defense. You got to be able to do a lot of stuff. It's not like you just, you just go out on the NFL field and it's just so easy. Oh, but you need this skill set to play in the NBA. Like, once again, you make a mistake in the NBA, it's a breakaway dunk. Make a mistake in the NFL, somebody's getting laid out. Somebody's getting carried off the field.
He played the NBA. T.J. Lang would score 25 and 10 every game.
Okay. Sure. Just stick to the movies, T.J. 248-539-9797.
By the way, a little breaking news here since we're talking kind of NBA, NFL. The Phoenix Suns have fired Frank Vogel. He's no longer their coach.
Gee, what a surprise, Ishbia.
I've never seen a man just burn down the organization so quickly.
But everything's great here, he said last week.
That 26 teams would love to have my roster, everything about this team, the draft picks, everything. They would trade with us in a heartbeat. And who? Who? First of all,
and you're pretty close, Kevin Durant, and you follow the Suns closer than I do. But
you took Kevin Durant and you sold off all the heart and soul of the team with all Mikal the
Bridges.
Yes, I mean it was like you got rid of so many players. You brought in Kevin Durant to sell tickets. How'd that work out?
Yeah, they needed to sell tickets. They drew.
They did. He wanted the superstar. You had Booker already. It worked.
And then to make matters worse, the Beal thing? Come on, really?
Yeah. And now you're stuck with them. Because nobody wants them.
No.
Beal gets Booker wants out. I would be demanding a trade if I was him. There's no way I would be sticking around. I'm not. You're going to play musical coach. You know what you're becoming? The Lakers of the Southwest. A lot of hype every year.
Booker for Cade and two number one.
Whatever they wanted, I'd bring Booker home.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever. I'd start fresh. I'd raid the G League if I have to for the other 14 roster spots and just go from there. Oh, he's killing that team.
I know. That's what happens when you're impetuous.
That's what happens when you got a lot of money and you think you're smart.
Are you talking about the Pistons or are you talking about the Suns?
Yes. Having money does not make you smart.
No.
I'll just leave it at that.
Except for the Monty thing, the one thing Gores did have, and it obviously hasn't worked, is patience. Right?
Maybe a little too much patience.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, look, I know Matt, he just should have just... eased into everything.
Maybe you should quiz Gores. Hey, quick, name your Pistons players.
Yeah.
All right. They got a quiz for me next. 97.1.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you, Jeremy. All right, I have no idea what's about to happen next, so I'm just going to hand this over to David and Stoney and the birthday boy, Kenny Cott.
All right. I decided this morning that I would do something just for you, Rico. I'd come up with something somewhat creative. It may, I don't know, tilt too much towards the older side, but what the hell. Let's have some fun. Hit it, boys. All right. We have five clues here. Okay. We have five different individuals. I'll give you a clue. Rico, you have to name that Rico.
Here we go. I don't know that many, but okay.
Yeah. Here we go. A stellar offensive player for Rico's Braves during the 60s and 70s. He hit over 200 home runs in his career, finished his career with the Indians and the Blue Jays. Name that Rico.
Would it be Petrucelli?
Incorrect.
Cardi.
Correct.
Okay.
Rico Cardi for the Braves. He was really good. Hank Aaron was on that team, obviously. He started in Milwaukee. All right, here we go. Philip Michael Thomas played this character in the highly acclaimed NBA series Miami Vice. Name that Rico, Rico.
Rico Tubbs.
Yes! Woo! All right. This.
You guys approve this.
It's goofy.
I love it. It's fun.
This Italian-American hit over 200 home runs for the Boston Red Sox. Name that Rico.
Petrucelli.
Bang! He's on fire!
Yes!
He knows his Ricos. This movie character is best known for having his NFL dreams erased when he dropped the winning pass in high school before dropping out. Name that Rico.
Be Uncle Rico?
Yes! All right. Yeah! And we tried to do these in degrees of difficulty. Maybe one and two should have been switched, but I think this is the toughest for last. Maybe. I don't know. Rico's on fire. He knows his Ricos, doesn't he?
It's only a handful.
Yes, I know. At least I didn't.
Come on. Name that Michael. We'd be here all day. He was an icon in the 90s. Tyson, Jackson,
Jordan. All right, here we go. This fictitious boxer was Rocky Balboa's first opponent in the original Rocky. Rico, name that Rico.
Now, this one you got me. Of all the Rockies, I think I've only watched Rocky 1 once or twice.
Not a well-known character because it was his first opponent.
Give me a hint. Rhymes with?
Well, I'll give you a hint. Insect.
Rico Spider?
Close enough. Spider Rico.
Oh.
There we go. And that was the first and probably last edition of Name That Rico. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think the only one left was Gerardo, so who sang the song. That was
Rico Suave.
Rico Suave.
By the way, Spider Rico was also in Rocky Balboa.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was in that one as well.
He came back?
And yes. He came back, and there was a scene I was reading, one of the creeds, it was edited out, that Rocky Balboa, they went to Spider Rico's funeral.
Yes, they did.
But
you're
that
right.
That was edited out.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spider
I saw
Rico.
That, though, on the
on the page. Mm-hmm. So the next time I'm in here, maybe we'll do Name That Beard. There we go.
Something fun and crazy to do.
I got him to laugh. I got him to smile. I'm not even Mike Valenti. I mean, that's good. That's what we try to do.
You didn't threaten to stab me today, so it's all good.
Or you or any furniture.
Right. And the furniture is safe. You didn't want to stab me.
Right, I know.
And it's Kenny's birthday, so.
Right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
So you know what? If you're the tent, no, I'm kidding.
By the way,
Kenny will hang out with you today, this weekend.
Let me read a couple texts for you, Kenny. Someone saying, Kenny is going to watch hockey and jank himself. Oh, wait, this is not who said it. Happy birthday, Kenny. Another person says, oh, my God, I'm older than Stoney. I can't believe it. Another person says, when Stoney was 30, Rico and David wouldn't be allowed to sit in the same studio with him. Another one is just saying simply Ross from Livonia, who texts in a lot. He says, happy 40th birthday, Kenny.
Oh, okay.
And then someone else says, Kenny's knees are suddenly about to start hurting. Absolutely started. For no reason.
Started. Yeah, when you start making the noises when you get up. Like,
starting. I've been doing that since I was like 25, man. I played hockey. It ruined my knees.
So not good.
No, that's not good.
Not good at all.
By the way, speaking of hockey, Mr. Cott, did you like the Pasternak-Kachuk fight last night?
I loved it.
It was great.
I loved it.
I love the fact that Montgomery
he was like, "Yeah, go
Pasternak
ahead."
Gave him, he gave him permission to fight. They fought. It was wonderful.
Yeah, couple of nights of hockey. This playoffs has been really fun.
And it really has. And the NBA's been really good too. There've been a couple of blowouts, unfortunately, but yeah, it's the playoffs. Unfortunately, we are spectators.
All right. Get a little NFL in the mix next. 97.1.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.